I guess I haven't given it a ton of thought. I don't know those stats across the NFL. But I do. You know, a little bit. Every situation is different, and not to go back and be comparing things like that. But the mentality was different. That team was built differently. And offensively, our mindset was different. You know, we weren't. Yeah, the mindset wasn't. It was a little more ball control, and you know, it wasn't necessarily a shootout type of deal, and that wasn't our mentality, so we weren't trying to do that. So, you know, really for us, it was about going out and executing that, and get the team win. So the mentality, I mean, it's tough to compare the two because I just don't really feel, you know, the situations are different. Because our game plan as a team was that mentality, whereas here it's not the case. So,
what about from your time here? Feel better about this team's ability to win those?
No question. Absolutely. I mean, and I think you even just look at our record as far as scoring points and what we've done. I think we've been better at it, yeah.
Jeremy was adamant about you guys being on the same page already. Is it feeling mutual from your end?
I mean, yeah, I feel really good about where things are right now, where they're going, how they've progressed. I mean, I think with all the restrictions and stuff that are in place now in the off season, I don't see how we could have done any more. You know, I really feel like we've gotten great work as a whole, but he and I especially gotten a lot of reps together, a lot of good looks. I really feel like a good foundation before we put the pads on and head into camp. Yeah.
Fans are always enamored with the deep ball. Does he bring that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and I said this before, and it hasn't changed. If anything, it's only been confirmed. I mean, he's a guy that can do everything. You know, and at this level, that's so rare. A guy that has the speed and quickness to be able to do that and be a threat downfield, you know, but also has the size to move inside and can do a lot of things in there for us. You know, and then I think the smarts to kind of, you know, the technician of route running and understanding how people are kind of defending him. You know, like I said, not many weaknesses.
Yeah. Has that been fun for you, having that?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you know, just trying to, you know, he and I, you know, after every play and all the series, kind of going back and hashing stuff out. You know, what we're seeing, what he's thinking. It's really been really interesting for me to kind of hear his perspective on things because, like I said, he sees things really, really well, you know, and how he views things and coming back. And, yeah, and you know, all of a sudden you go up and you watch the film and you confirm it. Yeah, and then it's been fun to come back up the next day and write it. Yeah.
When you're building this relationship and day one, you're like, you're here and he's here. I mean, have you got it down to – inches?
Yeah, I mean, it would be tough for me to quantify it for you. I think, you know, the goal was just to come out and let it rip. You know, he and I both, you know, and don't, there were no expectations. It was come out and get the work, you know, and just, and we'll see what's what, you know, and kind of where it is. And, you know, it's been really fluid, I think, because of the foundation he had in the offense. You know, from day one, you know, he knows it. You know, it hasn't skipped a beat as far as stepping in. And really, we've been able to do a lot more, I think, this offseason than you normally would with a new guy. Because of that, really kind of a credit to him and getting in and mentally being ready.
What's like an average amount of time to wear a quarterback and a receiver to get
on? Yeah, I don't think you could even, you know, create one. I mean, the situations are also different. You know, that's all different. You know, the guys are individuals. Every case is different, depending on what system you're in, all that stuff. I think the thing for Jeremy is he's got great body language as a receiver, so he's easy to read. It's fun. It's fun. I mean, especially this spring, it's been a ton of fun to move around, and it's like, who's going to have the big day? You know, you don't know. And then I think that's the fun part even for us is going out, and you don't know who's going to be because everybody's had their turn. You know, and that's been a lot of fun for us is to kind of go back and, you know, kind of cut it loose. And there's good matchups all over the place. Yeah, he's just so strong around the football, you know, and no surprise. I mean, you just look at his track record and you know, kind of what he's done. Just so strong when the football's coming his way, you know, contested in tight windows, things like that. He's so good about it. You know, makes a lot of those tough catches, puts himself between the ball and the defender, you know, more often than not. So,
you talk about reading a receiver's body language.
Uh-huh. Oh, I mean, for the most part, you're really kind of talking in and out of breaks, you know, when they're giving you their eyes. They can anticipate when the ball's coming to them. They anticipate those windows as well, just like you would as a quarterback. you know, how he, you know, how he goes about attacking different leverages that, you know, how guys are playing them, inside leverage, outside leverage, you know, press, off, all those things. You know, seeing how he goes about it and getting in and out of his breaks. I mean, all those things are, you know, for him are easy to read as a quarterback, because he gives you great things to kind of indicators, you know, of what he's doing.
And you can get that in these workouts?
Absolutely. I think, you know, we probably have the biggest advantage this time of year because we can get the most out of this. You know, I think the skill position guys on offense, specifically throwing the football, this is kind of our time of year. You know, it's tough. We don't have pads on, so the run game's really at a disadvantage. It's hard to get a good look. You know, the guys up front, the O&D line, I mean, they're limited. It's not real football for them. Whereas us, outside, it's more realistic, that's for sure. I mean, we can really kind of get a sense of timing. You can get a lot of those things. So, yeah.
Alex, yesterday, Jamal said this was the best OTA he's ever had.
Yeah.
For you, how do you feel in number two, some of the veterans, are you feeling that they have really prepared themselves in a way that they're making that because they want a lot out of this season?
I think without a doubt, you know, as far as what we've got in, the amount of football that we have in this time of year, yeah, no question. It's probably not even comparable to the last couple. I mean, the volume of football that we have in, especially offensively, yeah, I mean, I think – you know, a lot different than the last couple of years. So we're able to do more, you know, greater percentage of our offense is in. And yeah, I think we've been able to go out and execute it all, you know, more than we have in the year, you know, in the last 2 years. You know, being able to go out and make adjustments on the fly, do different things out there on the field, which I think kind of comes with that, with guys knowing the system.
Alex, do you have any stories that sort of illustrate Travis Kelce's growth since he's been here?
Yeah, I mean, I think the things for me is really, and it's been this OTAs, and he popped his head in today into the QB meeting, and, you know, we're talking about looks, and he already wants adjustments to get the ball, and, you know, you're doing things at the line of scrimmage, you know, changing plays with him to be able to, you know, how they're playing him leverage-wise. He wants a different route so he can get the football. You know, yesterday in practice, he calls, I can hear him make calls at the line of scrimmage because he wants the football, things like that. You know, that's encouraging because he's so, I mean, obviously a tremendous player, but it's so great to kind of see that confidence there on the field of him calling for when he wants the football. As a quarterback, you know, that's encouraging. You want a bunch of guys out there that are, you know, feeling good about their matchup and want the football. So certainly for him, it's understanding that, you know, as a young guy, sometimes you're out there and you're just kind of trying to do your job, so to speak, and for him to understand when he's got the good look and when it's probably coming to him and to be calling for it, it's fun.
Is that the sign maybe of a guy maturing as a receiver when he starts doing
that? Yeah, for sure. I think that's all part of it. Yeah, you know, he's ready for adjustments. He knows all the things we're capable of, and certainly when he's calling for it before I am, that's for sure a good thing.
And were you –
Last one, Torres.
Yeah, you kind of touched on this as we've gone, but I'm kind of curious to know, like, your thoughts because you're the trigger man. What's the state of the Chiefs passing game right now based on OTA practices? Are you happy with the level of execution? Have you guys been trying – you know, more complicated things than you have in the past? I just kind of want to know where you guys think you are.
Yeah, like I said, I think, you know, saying kind of before, this is hands down, I think, the most football that we've had in the OTAs as far as installed, you know, football. Hands down, the most, you know, if you were going to put a percentage on the playbook. And I think the crazy thing with Coach Reed is there is no, like, end game. You know, it's never ending because he's always thinking up new stuff. But, yeah, we've got a ton of football in, and certainly I think, you know, we get our stats every single day. They kind of come back to us, especially as quarterbacks. It's not even close as far as this has been our best offseason, for sure, as far as any numbers of passing game, whatever you're looking at, completion percentage, touchdowns, all that stuff.
So, like, decision-making, all that?
Accuracy, all that stuff, kind of, we that all gets studied, and we get all those stats back, so.
You think it's gotten better since, obviously, day one of camp?
Well, certainly. I mean, 2 years ago, I mean, it'd be tough to even compare those because that's year one. But, yeah, even from last year, I think a huge step, a significant step.